Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com. Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning, and it's December 5, 2017. My goodness. I wonder who originally said, nothing is more expensive than bad information. I certainly didn't come up with that myself. Got it from somewhere. Oh, well, it's a great line anyway, and it's true. It's very true. Wouldn't it be fun if we could all pull together all of the dollars we've put together over the years on stuff? But, you know, it's all good because it takes steps and different, you know, stepping stones to get us to where we are, and every time we've taken us something and it didn't work, or at least we've learned something, so it's fine, right? We just do the best we can with a thing called health. Yes, indeed. Brandon Amalani is going to be here. Brandon is a really good friend and Chinese medicine guy, and he's got a great product line. Superb 50-year-old ginseng and with sake and all kinds of cool things. And we're going to catch up with Brandon again. And I talked to him on Thursday, and also we're going to talk a little bit about love with the I'll tell you about him later. He's going to be fun. Tomorrow, Andrew Goss in the Real World of Money. Every Wednesday, we dig into the world of money, find out what's going on, and figure out where all the bodies are buried. And this morning, this is going to be fun. It's been a long time, my goodness, since we've talked to Dr. Mark Cercas. Dr. Cercas is in Brazil, a beautiful spot down there, and you can look at drcercas.com. He's an acupuncture guy, a doctor of oriental medicine, pastoral medicine, a prolific writer. He's written all kinds of books. He's written all kinds of things over the years. I think he wrote a lot about sulfur that we're really into, and I know iodine, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the things he's been into, but now his latest kind of adventures and passion is something we're going to kind of dig into this morning, hydrogen medicine. And he sent me an e-book that he has, and it's pretty fun stuff. So we'll dig into hydrogen medicine and say hi, good morning to Dr. Mark Cercas. Well, Dr. Cercas, nice to have you here. Good to have you on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back. It's a pleasure just to listen to your voice.
It's been years. Boy, I see your picture on your website there. You're looking good, kid. What are you having for breakfast and lunch? You must be eating some good foods down there in Brazil.
Fruits and oxygen. Lots of oxygen.
Oh, really?
One of my books I've published in New York since, I guess, we talked. It's called anti-inflammatory oxygen therapy. And what do you need? Basically, you need a bicycle that you, standing bicycle in the house, an oxygen concentrator.
Uh-huh.
And most people know what that is. And for 20 years, you used to breathe in Europe. They had this training. It's called EWOT, exercise with oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You get on the bicycle and you plug your mask into the oxygen concentrator and breathe 10 liters a minute mm-hmm. of oxygen. Of course, you need more than that, and while you're exercising. And this is a really intense therapy. But what I've developed and what's in this book is, instead of breathing through the oxygen concentrator, you plug the oxygen concentrator into this big bag, big reservoir.
Yeah.
And you fill it up with 900 liters of oxygen.
Yeah.
Then you get on the bike, put the mask on, and you start pedaling and get your heart and lungs going, and you breathe in all of your oxygen, a massive amount, while you, for 15 minutes, and this stuff just bursts through the capillaries into the cells, well, and it's just, it saved my life. I don't know when we talked.
Boy, it's been
4 years ago, I almost died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you almost missed my death. You know?
I'm sure we would have talked about it.
This system saved my life. So I'm still, you know, I still do it, mm-hmm. and I have a new system. It's much better now and much higher quality. And the book, the hydrogen book, is, well, okay. I mean.
Let's stick with the oxygen for a minute. Let's stick with the oxygen.
I'm going to go right back. Okay, go ahead. Okay. I'll stay with the oxygen.
Yeah, stay with the oxygen for a minute. I know. So we know about these concentrators, and I have one of these guys, and I have a rebounder, and I've done that before. And I haven't done it for a while, but now after talking to you, I'm going to pull it out this morning. And you can, 10 liters a minute is all mine will go up to. And so you say that you can do this concentrators, which are pretty affordable. I don't remember what I paid for mine years ago. So you say that, how would you leverage the oxygen concentrator? Kind of walk us through there, Doc.
Well, you instead of breathing through that,
yeah.
you hook the oxygen concentrator to a bag.
A bag.
Big bag. Yeah. 900 liter bag. And it's big, like a big balloon, it's, you know, fills up.
Yeah.
And then you put the oxygen, your mask into that. And instead of breathing through this little tube that comes out of the oxygen concentrator into the mask,
yeah.
you breathe out of this big bag with a big tube. So there's a massive amount of oxygen in
here.
It increases the therapy by the power of the therapy, probably by a factor of 10 or 20.
I see. 10 liters a minute, I guess, is just not a lot.
It's not a lot. You need to do like 32 hours of that therapy.
I see.
To really.
I see.
Uh-huh. Where with you have this, it's wonderful. It's really what, if anybody who can, you know, if you're in bed and you can't get out of bed, it's a little difficult to use.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's from people who can, you know, actually get their heart rate going. And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful therapy. I have a book published in New York about it. And, It's been successful.
So what does the oxygen do? Like you're talking maybe 30 liters a minute or something you're getting. Talk to us.
Or 40 or 50 or 60, you know, depending if you're a Navy SEAL or something and you get on one of these units and you get your heart rate up to 106, you're pumping in a massive amount of oxygen.
And what does that do for the body?
Well, first of all, it's safe because you're at the same time you're creating a massive amount of CO2. Oxygen is safe in the presence of CO2, and it'll kill you without it. That's why if you breathe out of an oxygen tank in the hospital, there's carbon dioxide in there. You can't breathe pure oxygen.
I see. And you're making
one of the main therapies.
Go ahead.
Yeah, CO2. CO2, how do you make CO2? You can exercise, create it by fantastic amounts, or if you're not exercising too much, you take sodium bicarbonate. When you drink sodium bicarbonate, and I have a book, of course. I'm the only doctor in the world who's written a book about sodium bicarbonate. I think we talked about that many years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
It turns into CO2 in the stomach. Stomach acid plus carbon bicarbonate turns into CO2. And that goes into the blood in the form of bicarbonate. And in the blood, bicarbonate and CO2 is really the same thing. It's two forms of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you squeeze a lemon into your bicarbonate in the glass, the lemon does the same thing as the stomach acid. You'll see it bubble right away. It turns into carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
If you take a bath with sodium bicarbonate, full of sodium bicarbonate, and you put in citric acid, it'll turn it all into carbon dioxide and goes into the skin faster than bicarbonate.
Oh, just citric acid baking soda in the bathtub.
Yeah, sure. Huh? They're called bath bombs.
Bath bombs.
Bath bomb. You can make these balls with them, or you could just dump it into the bath.
Mm-hmm.
So my book, my new book, Hydrogen, the subtitle is using oxygen with hydrogen and CO2.
All three are the three.
It's getting your It's getting your fingers on the holy trinity of life, the three primary gases.
Hydrogen,
oxygen, and CO2, carbon dioxide.
Really?
With these three gases, now everybody listening, they should get super excited because this is going to change medicine.
Really?
Change from the intensive care, from being on your deathbed, having a heart attack, having a brain accident, you name it. From the worse you are, stage four, stage five cancer, the closer to death you are, the more this combination of gases will just like pull you right out of it.
Oxygen,
the gases when
hydrogen,
used together are safe.
Mm-hmm.
High.
And CO2.
Mm-hmm. Now, CO2. Now, modern medicine is discovering hydrogen the last 10 years, mostly in Japan, China, mm-hmm. and starting in the United States. But Japan and China, they're already going dancing like crazy over this stuff.
Yeah.
Research coming out every week. But, 50 years ago, the Navy divers, the hyperbaric medicine, you know, when they put down a diver down, 2,000 feet,
yeah,
how does he survive under the crushing pressure? Breathing hydrogen and helium and very little oxygen. When you put the body under the greatest stress you can possibly imagine, being down 2,000 feet, I don't know how many atmospheres of pressure that is. I think it doubles every 12 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body is under incredible pressure, and you can't breathe oxygen under that pressure, but you can breathe hydrogen and helium.
What's helium?
So these three gases, helium.
Is helium...
Two hydrogens make a helium.
Is that separate from the three?
Helium.
Is that a separate one, fourth one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's separate.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
The universe runs on hydrogen, turning hydrogen into helium.
It does.
That's how all the suns work. You know, the whole universe, all the light and heat and energy of the universe comes from hydrogen being combined into helium. We can now send rockets up to space with hydrogen. We can run our cars, and Toyota is totally behind hydrogen cars. And medicine, I don't, if you another 10 years, 20 years, you want to really extend your life, if you have.
Okay, you're cutting out. We're getting a cutting out. Hold on. Hold on. Your signal is cutting out on me a little bit. Hold on a second. It was wavering. Let's see if we're back. Okay, try again. You're talking about hydrogen in cars.
How about better? No.
It's just.
My connection's gone.
Yeah, you're. We're losing your connection. Oh, that's not good. Let's see. Do you got a lot of stuff running there on your computer?
Today, tomorrow. No.
Nothing. Okay.
No, my connection. I can change it. Am I coming back?
Well,
or do I need to change my connection?
We're fading in and out. Do you have another? You said you had another.
All right. You speak. Yes, I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay, I got to do a couple commercials. You stay right there. Okay, well, don't go away.
Transforming your body to the shape and size you desire and feeling good at the same time just got a whole lot easier. The new frontier of human nutrition will be to focus upon the effects foods and herbs have upon the epigenetic portion of our DNA. Epigenetics teaches us that cells can be signaled to perform in a much younger manner. These signals can come from biochemicals in food or from frequencies generated from thoughts and feelings from yourself or others. One World Way uses high-quality milk derived from Amish pastured cows. It is processed to protect the proteins from damage and deliver the optimal epigenetic signals to all the cells of your body.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
You can order One World Way here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Dr. Stephanie Seneff, Senior research team, MIT, answers a question from one of our listeners.
There are certain things that would help us to clear these things out and help the body to begin heal.
I think sulfur. I think eating a great deal of sulfur-containing foods and also soaking in Epsom salt baths, because you need to beef up your sulfur supply in order to generally be able to fight, to allow your liver to heal. So you're sort of, once your liver can heal, then you can detoxify, you know. So you really need to work on getting the liver healthy. And one of those crucial issues for that is the sulfur. Those enzymes are affected by all kinds of different toxic chemicals. And glyphosate prevents the body from disposing of those chemicals. Because of disrupting, glyphosate actually really disrupts the sulfur cycle in a big way. It interferes with sulfate transport. Of course, it doesn't allow the activation of vitamin D. And vitamin D protects you from sulfate flushing through the kidneys.
Sulfur, sulfur, sulfur. We love it. Pure organic sulfur. Three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide. Click and order 24/7 right here, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously. And those that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best, because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent, excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound. It's very easy, even for elderly people, to get on the rebounder and just go up and down. It's an excellent exercise.
Certainly is. The Rebound Air Lifetime Warranty Rebounder. Click and order right now. OneRadioNetwork.com. We got some pretty exciting things going on with the rebounder. Just for the next 10 days, kind of serendipitous too, that we're talking with Dr. Mark Cercas, because you want to be able to move around when you're doing this technology. He was talking about riding a bike, but of course rebounding is the bomb in our opinion. I think it's even better than riding a bike. But anyway, there's three different rebounders. We normally sell the half-fold rebounder. And Rebound Air calls it the classic, and they sell it for $365, and we sell it for $339 delivered continental U.S. Well, they're out of the classic half-fold rebounders for the next 10 days, and they didn't want to have people not be able to order, so they're offering the ultimate rebounder, which we have always called the quarter fold, for the same price. And if you go on their website so you can look at it, it's called the ultimate rebounder. They sell it for $429. We can sell it to you for the next 10 days for $339 delivered, so the same price. So if you go on our website, One Radio Network, order the rebounder, you'll get the ultimate rebounder, the quarter fold, which is a very upgraded version of the classic half fold. It folds in quarters, hence the name. It's a lot heavier, and you can see the way it's built. It's really the bomb. It's the best one to get if you're going to get one. But we don't really talk about it much, because these half folds are great, and there's no reason to really get it unless you have an extra $100 and whatever. Every now and then we buy a few of them, but we sell a few of them. But anyway, so this is a good deal. Just click an order for the next 10 days. I'll let you know when this special is off, and you'll get the ultimate rebounder, the quarter folder, for $339 on OneRadioNetwork.com. Okay? Okay, okay.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
I heard you on the wireless back in '52, lying. staying awake, intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, we're talking with Dr. Mark Serkis. He's down in Brazil, and we were having a little bit of issues with the internet connection on Skype, but we're gonna plow through it. Generally, if it fails a little bit, it just does it for a minute, and then it'll come back. And we're talking about hydrogen and his latest book, Hydrogen. Let's see, Dr. Serkis, see how you sound there.
Testing, I'm right here.
Testing, okay. Well, that was just like a blood test, but it didn't hurt. So that's good, okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty good. Let's ask the angels.
So I was saying that hydrogen medicine is going to change medicine. It's just going to change it.
All right, let's understand what you're talking about here. I understand. So we need to pick this apart because we don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so let's see. So what you're doing are you coming up with ways to help people how to breathe the hydrogen, the oxygen, and the CO2 together? Is this what you are saying is going to change?
Yes.
Okay, and that's
yes.
possible to do without a great deal of expense.
Well, hydrogen alone will move mountains.
Really?
And I'm the first one who's really coming out and saying and writing, combining the three gases.
Mm-hmm.
And the two basic ways of getting hydrogen is you can drink hydrogen water. And all the old, what do they call them? The
purifiers?
No, the electrolysis.
Oh, you mean like I know what you mean. You mean the ones that give you a very high pH water kind of thing?
Those? Yeah, well, really, really they worked that nobody knew it until recently. The reason they were doing most of their incredible work is because these machines, when the plates are clean, put out hydrogen and put hydrogen into the water. Of course, depends on the water and the machine. So they really weren't really good at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can drink. There are different machines now that make hydrogen water. There are different tablets you can put into the water. This one I'm using is great, Virtual Reaction. It's the best. It gives you the most hydrogen fastest in an open cup.
Virtual
all
Reaction?
The other ones, Vital Reaction.
Okay, Vital reaction. All right. That's here in the States.
Yeah, that's in the States, and
it's worth it, huh? It works.
Oh yeah, you used to have to put the tablets into a closed bottle and let mm-hmm. it be under pressure. Some wait 24 hours. This you just throw it into your glass and fizzes up,
mm-hmm.
and in 1 minute, 2 minutes, depending on the temperature of the water, you have a really intense glass of hydrogen water.
And what does hydrogen do for the body that it's not getting otherwise? Just breathing good old air.
First of all, you can't live without hydrogen, just like the sun. When you eat, first of all, water. We're 99% water by count, by molecular count. So, and we have twice as many hydrogen atoms than oxygen atoms in water.
Mm-hmm.
So we really are hydrogen and oxygen beings. We're water.
Mm-hmm.
When you split water... You know, the machine that I like the best in terms of hydrogen is the one that splits the water and gives you hydrogen and oxygen.
Ooh.
A lot of the machines just throw out the oxygen into the air, and they just give you the hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
This is most of the studies in Japan and China are done with that way, with pure hydrogen. Either 2%, 3%, 4%, 8% hydrogen. So, what hydrogen does, I mean, you think about water and how important water is and how important hydration is. What hydrogen does, first of all, it's to fuel. hydrogen when you eat. What is food? Food is stored hydrogen. When photosynthesis creates biochemical molecules that have hydrogen in them. And when you eat, you strip the hydrogen and you eat the hydrogen. Mm-hmm. When you take hydrogen water or hydrogen gas, you're flooding the body with, first of all, fuel. Fuel. This is energy, fuel. So it gets into the mitochondria and will light the fire, will stimulate them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a fire. But at the other end, if you imagine a fire coming out of your mouth and then putting your hand in front, the hydrogen gets in front of the flame on in the backside of the mitochondria. And as we create oxidative free radicals, which are, some of them are very toxic and create inflammation and cancer and all kinds of diseases, hydrogen takes the worst free radicals and turns it into water.
Good for them.
Just like a hydrogen car, the byproduct of the fuel is water. No pollution,
right.
Zero.
Right, yeah, water.
Hydrogen medicine lights the fire and keeps it burning cool because it brings right down the oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people in the world now, doctors, are recognizing that inflammation and oxidative stress are the basic causes of disease. So just imagine you're having problems with your retina.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take one thing. Retina, very, very difficult to treat because it's an extremity.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get medicine there. Hydrogen is because it's so small, gets everywhere, and has been already shown in research in Japan, will influence and heal the retina.
Oh, with those little bitty veins that can't normally get reached by oxygen.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, hydrogen gets everywhere.
Everywhere.
So if you're breathing it, I had a case. In end of August, this woman called me for consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Lives in California. She had breast cancer 5 years ago. They removed her breasts. They said it would never come back. And about a year ago, it came back. She'd been treated in the chest wall, then the lymphatic. And she was doing some low-dose chemotherapy. She started, I guess, my protocol the first week in September, and wasn't 10 days later, she wrote me and was in a panic. She had gone to the emergency room, fell down, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. She was dying. So she went to the emergency room 2-3 times, and then they diagnosed brain cancer, brain tumor, blocking the cerebrospinal fluid, and she was going. She was the first person, because in September is when I started really looking at the inhalers. I've been using hydrogen water for 2 years, but I started looking at these inhalers, and I recommended one to her. She got the hydrogen inhaler, a 2% hydrogen gas, and she got the tablets. It's from the same company, Vital Reaction,
mm-hmm.
and she was using a Breath Slim. Which is the way, it's a little device, $50 from Russia, and you breathe through it, and it slows your breathing down. The slower you breathe, the more carbon dioxide you hold in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of getting more carbon dioxide. In 10 days after she got this machine, she was back on her feet. Now remember, brain tumor blocking cerebrospinal fluid. You're talking dead. She came back 100%. She recovered, started gaining weight. Within 5 weeks, she was complaining about how she gained so much weight she had to buy some new clothes. For a cancer patient who's dying?
Yeah, that's huge.
I've called her every week. It's in October and it's in November. And just every week to make sure she's, you know, I mean, if she relapsed, I wouldn't be totally surprised. She's totally fine.
Wow.
Total recovery
from doing this hydrogen and this breathing thing.
Now, she was doing hydrogen 4 hours a day. Uh-huh. She was using the Breath Slim 2-3 hours a day. I mean, she was doing everything right, mm-hmm. full protocol. Mm-hmm. You know, exercise, everything. She was doing everything right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is a total game change.
Yeah.
This is
So talk about what your hypothesis of what the hydrogen, how did it encourage the body to heal this? What happened, in your opinion?
Well, as I say, every disease, so I can't think of one that is not the case, is problem is inflammation and oxidative stress. Whether you're being poisoned by radiation tests, radiation cancer treatments, living on California, Japan, the Northern Hemisphere, which everything's increasing in radiation, heavy metal exposure, stress, pesticide, everything. All these poisons, mm-hmm. including emotional stress, create oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
Stress.
Mm-hmm.
When we feel stress, there's a physical component. It's oxidative stress. This creates a fire and inflammation. Mm-hmm. And this is bottom line of all disease. Maybe not all. Maybe we can find something that's not, but...
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. All the major... How do you get the diabetes or type 1 diabetes? You get an oxidative stress and inflammation in your pancreas and you kill the beta cells.
Mm-hmm.
Each disease depends on what part of the body is weakest and gets destroyed from the oxidative stress.
Yeah.
So hydrogen floods in and it's like a fire truck, you know, comes up, or a fleet of fire trucks comes up to a big fire. They take out the hoses, put them into the hydrants, and then they pump in all the water to put out the fire. This is what hydrogen does.
What does this do when someone is relatively healthy and doesn't really have any issues? Does the body still like it?
Yes.
Can take it to another level, maybe?
Well, I have this guy who makes these machines. He makes a machine that puts out oxygen and hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been making these things since before the hydrogen revolution for like 20 years, and you know, using it to make cars run better and further, and blow torches combining hydrogen and oxygen, and he was selling this, and the people he sold them to started using it for health, and he was very stubborn. And he didn't really look at it for years. His wife died of a disease, and he has these machines, and he wasn't using them for health.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally started drinking the water, and a year ago he started breathing the gas. And he was a pretty healthy guy from drinking the water. And now, in terms of his health, everything in his body, his scars, his skin, everything is healed.
Okay.
His heart murmur. Now, he was building in this past 2 months while I'm working with him and getting to know him. He's building a laboratory next to his house, and his contractor stole his money. So he had to do it himself with a bunch of kids, you know, young guys. And he'd eat one meal a day. He'd go into this pit because they were doing the foundation. One meal a day, work 12 hours in this pit with these guys, and he would outwork these younger guys. He's pumped up on hydrogen.
Breathing the hydrogen, oxygen gas from his machine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen, oxygen. And it also puts out another new form of gas that comes actually from the water itself. So that's kind of a mystery so far, so I don't want to talk about it. So it's a phenomenal thing. I mean, if you want to live longer, you're talking about anti-aging. You don't disease prevention. You're not sick, and you don't want to get sick. You don't want to get cancer.
Yeah,
you're getting older. You want your joints to work better, and every month you breathe this hydrogen gas. It's like going to give you another year of life. It's just
amazing.
It's amazing.
Sounds pretty amazing. Dr. Mark Cercas is with us. you're going to learn, and I was using the ebook on this whole thing available, the hydrogen medicine, the one you sent me?
No, I'm just finishing it. Okay. I'll be finished in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm building a site for it.
Good. Well, you let us know. Yeah. You let us know, and we'll help get the word out for you on that. That'll be kind of fun. So let's talk about, I'm getting emails now. People want to do this. Okay. you can't believe the emails. I want to do this. How do I do this? Okay. So you want to walk us through, for our listeners around the world, of the most economical, simplest way to get set up, and what would be the first thing they would do? And you want to do that? That would be fun. That's what all the emails about. People want to do it.
Yeah, well, the machines that are on the market, I'm going to create also a consumer site.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be able to see all the different machines from the different manufacturers. A lot of it's from China, and there are two companies in the United States. The different types of machines. And they basically range from about $2,000 to about $8,000. I think the most expensive one I saw was $8,500.
Yeah.
The Vital Reaction has a 7% machine, which is $5,500 or $5,900. They have a 2% machine, which is $3,500. There's a couple of machines from China, two different levels, also around $3,000, $3,500, $4,000. The machine I'm coming out with is going to be $2,500.
There you go. That's getting better. Yeah, there you go.
And there's going to be a simpler version of my machine, which will be like $2,000.
Oh, good.
And yeah, it's more like a kit. It's not even in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's certainly not for official use or clinical use, stuff like that. But first thing is, every hydrogen machine will work. Hydrogen is hydrogen. They'll work. So in a certain sense, if you're blind, you don't know what to buy, they're all going to work. Depends how much money you want to spend. The big issue about hydrogen machines is how much hydrogen they put out, what concentration, and how much force, meaning how many, you know, does it put out a liter a minute or half a liter a minute, 300 milliliters a minute?
I see, yeah.
The more expensive machines, would you believe, are the weakest ones.
No, kidding.
They put out less. The $2,500 machine will put out more than any other machine in terms of volume.
What's the name of that one? What's the name of that one?
It's called the AquaCure.
AquaCure? A-Q-U-A-Q?
C-U-R-E. AquaCure.
About 2,500 bananas, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about this? What about the hydrogen tablets and this little breathe thing that this lady did? Breath Slim? Is that like a nebulizer, doctor, at all? Is it different from a nebulizer?
Can you ask the question again?
Yeah. You know, you talked about this lady using the Breath Slim with the hydrogen.
Slim.
It's
actually not called the Breath Slim anymore. When they were selling it in the United States. It came from Russia and is now back in Russia. It's called the Fravlov.
Spell that for me.
F-R-O-V-L-O-V. Fravlov.
And is it similar to a nebulizer where you're actually breathing the hydrogen water?
No. It has a tube. You know, you put your mouth on the tube and it goes down into this cup.
Mm-hmm.
That has water in it,
mm-hmm.
and you just breathe in through your nose, and you breathe out through your mouth through this thing, and the water goes down into this water, and you blow bubbles. Bubbles.
Oh, so this machine is making hydrogen?
No. This machine is just slowing your breath down.
Oh, just slowing your breath. I'll be done.
Cancer. People who have cancer normally breathing 20 or more breaths a minute.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The problem with that is you're blowing off your CO2. And when you blow off your CO2, your blood vessels contract, raises the blood pressure, and the oxygen disassociation curve changes, meaning oxygen can't jump on or off the red blood cells so easy. So a carbon dioxide is that's why exercise is so good. You're making a lot of CO2. The body loves it. The blood vessels open up. More oxygen comes flooding into the body. This is exercise. A lot of people are very deficient in exercise. They're breathing too fast. And this little machine, it's the cheapest thing of... It's the cheapest machine... The cheapest therapy you can possibly imagine. I mean, sodium bicarbonate, you can buy 50 pounds almost for $50. But this is the thing is, you've got to do it. It's, you know, most people that want to take a pill or give me radiation or chemo, they don't want to do anything. This, you have to do it. You have to use it.
Froulav?
Froulov.
Okay, I'm just Googling that now and see what comes up. Respiratory training device?
Respiratory training device, exactly what it is.
I've got EncompassHealthClinic.com. I guess some people are selling these things, huh? NormalBreathing.com. Which website would you recommend? Anything?
Oh, the only company in the United States that sells it.
I see one right here. Look at it, $59. Respiratory training device. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
This is called Encompass Health Clinic. Is that a good price?
No.
No?
Actually not.
Okay. If you'd like to be on the show and ask Dr. Mark Sirkis a question, it is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Dr. Mark Sirkis is, and his book on hydrogen will be coming out in a few weeks, and we'll let you know when it does so you can get yourself the ebook. What do you think, Doc? You want to turn somebody onto a particular website for the Froulov breathing device?
Yes, I'm getting it.
You're working on it, huh? Okay.
I have it.
Well, we can find it and then that's kind of a nice thing to help you to learn how to breathe more slowly.
No, I have it. Hold on a second. I have it. The company is called integratedhealth.com.
Yeah, I can tell when you're on your web, on the computer doing stuff, we lose your quality. Yeah, you're cutting out. So you're going to have to get off your computer, brother. It's not going to work. You on your computer.
Okay.
Yeah. Close everything. Close all your windows. Please. Integrative. And I'll do it from here. If you close all of your windows, you won't use up your bandwidth. It's amazing. Chrome and these Google, they use a lot of bandwidth, a lot of memory. So y'all, can you talk now? Because you were fading out.
Okay, better?
Yeah, just close everything, Doc, and I'll do the...
I did.
Okay, good job.
I did.
So integrative what? And I'll Google it and we'll find it.
Integratedhealth.com.
Integrative health, okay.
No, not integrative. Integrated.
Oh, integrated? Oh.
Let me just...
No, I'll get it. I'll get it. Okay. I don't want you to get on your computer because we'll lose you.
Integratedhealth.com.
Okay. Integratedhealth.com. All right. I can get it here. Yeah, I see it. Okay, health products distributors, all right. This is where you want to get that machine, right?
Say again?
This is where you want to get the machine, right? If you want to
get
it. Okay, that's called a Froulov or something like that. So just that alone to help people breathe more slowly would help us all, I guess, huh?
Yeah. No, it's a one. I've been using it for 4 or 5 years, and it's... Mm-hmm. I still use it almost every day. I mean, breathing slow I mean, one of the best ways to work on stress, emotional stress, mental stress, spiritual stress, breathing slow.
Breathing slow, yeah.
Breathing slow.
And is this the same place where they have these little capsules of these tablets that you like, or it's another place?
Yes, actually, you can get the Vital Reaction tablets from the same company, Integrated
Good.
Health.
Good.
Iodine, they have Nascent and Lugol's iodine, which, of course, is vital. You know, iodine replaces, I just came out with my third edition. It's also going to be published in New York of my iodine book. Iodine is important not only for oxygen usage, but it basically replaces antibiotics, which is almost like suicidal medicine at this point, and vaccines. Iodine is a fantastic thing. Everybody should have iodine. Everybody, you don't want to get breast cancer. You don't want to get prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, thyroid cancer. Take your iodine.
Mm-hmm.
Iodine.
What kind of dosages are you taking? Are you recommending?
Well, I'm the kind of guy who doesn't count the drops.
Yeah.
I just take a whole dropper full. The thing with iodine is you start out slow if you've never taken iodine before, because a lot of people have a lot of poisons in their thyroid, and the iodine will flush that out. You start out, and a lot of people have thyroid diseases of different types. So you start out slow, one drop, two drops, three drops, every day you increase. You know, if you're dying of, you know, antibiotic-resistant infection, you start looking back at medical history 100 years ago, and they used to give a gram a day. If your life is on the line.
A gram?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Normally, doctors who treat cancer with iodine in the United States, they use between 50 and 100 milligrams a day.
Milligrams.
So, milligrams. The Japanese, they eat 12 milligrams a day, which is much more than Americans, and they have much less cancer.
Do they eat that much seaweed? Is that they eat seaweed?
They eat a lot. Yeah. You know, somebody, when I was off the air before for a few minutes, somebody was talking about sulfur.
Yeah, we are.
Sulfur.
Yeah, wow.
Sulfur, selenium, magnesium, and iodine, they're all important for oxygen utilization. All four minerals. And bicarbonate, of course, which gives you CO2. So these five minerals, they're essential for really, like having a souped-up sports car. You want your hydrogen, your oxygen, your CO2, and these four or five primary minerals. And then you're going to have a soup, you know, like a muscle car. Your cells are going to hum.
Hum. Muscle car. Hum. These oxygen concentrators that are pretty affordable. What are they? A couple grand now? About a couple thousand.
Depends.
Yeah.
Well, they have 5% and 10% machines. They have refurbished machines. I guess you can get a refurbished one for $1,000.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I guess a full retail of a 10% machine is like $2,500. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But they're not cheap.
Yeah. How complicated is it if people have a concentrator? Because I know some folks that do, to do this whole bag thing, so you really get a whole bunch.
You just need to get the bag and the mask.
Uh-huh. Where do you get that?
I just switched companies. I was using a company called Live02.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using that for years. And I just went to another company. It's called Max, M-A-X-X-02.
Okay.
And it's maybe 100 or 200 more for the system. But the system, it's a difference between an old Chevy and a Maserati. It's everything about the new system is better. For instance, instead of just having a bag that's sewn, which means it leaks like a sieve, this bag is welded, so you can pump it up like stretch it to a maximum, and it holds the air under pressure. And then it has a rib cage, these two metal bars, So as it comes down and gets less and less and less, it has these two rib cage that keeps forcing the air out of the bag.
Oh.
So it's, instead of having to pull the air out with your lungs, it's blowing the air into your face, into the mask. So the bag itself is fantastic, much better. And then the mask itself is also a huge improvement. The old mask from the old system, you know, you have to labor to breathe.
Yeah.
The valves. This new mask, it's like, it's almost like breathing freely.
Then all you need is a concentrator and this little setup, and you could really do some exercise and have some real improvements, you think, with your health.
Oh, yeah. No, this is heavy-duty medicine.
Wow.
They have oxygen
at this point, right, Doc? You're not doing anything else yet. You're not doing CO2 or hydrogen with this, right?
No, yes, you are.
Oh, you are.
You're using exercise.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So when you exercise, you're producing massive amounts of CO2, and that's why you can safely take massive amounts of oxygen.
Gotcha. So that's why the mask, you need that and not just a little thing in your nose, a cannula, because you need to trap that CO2 and bring that back in?
No. It's the, first of all, the canoodle wouldn't work because it's just a little bit. What are they? I don't even know what they call them in English.
Cannula or something like that.
Yeah, you're taking in, that's only when there's a low-level amount of gas. Mm-hmm. When you're breathing with these machines, it's all of your, 100% of your intake is coming from the bag.
Wow.
So you need a full mask, full face mask. But when you're exercising, the reason you're breathing fast is because you have so much CO2 in the blood. You know, we breathe not because we need oxygen. We breathe because we have to get rid of the CO2.
Right.
CO2 stimulates the breathing, not the oxygen.
Now, when we've been exercising for a long time, like runners or bicyclers or myself, rebounding for 25 years, I'm able to rebound for a long time, get my heart rate up without breathing quickly. I can really keep my breath nice and slow. What is that? Is that a sign that of good strength of doing this for many years? What is that saying?
Sure.
What is that saying to people?
It means you're in good shape. You're physiological. Your lungs and heart are working really well together. You have good breathing. With a voice like yours, you must have good breathing.
I see. So that's what we want to get to. So we are breathing with, and I know runners that can do that when they really condition themselves as well.
But when you do the system, it's called EWOT, exercise with oxygen.
Yeah.
The higher you can get that's why a bicycle or a treadmill probably would be better. Maybe for beginners would be more with the trampoline, especially people who are not used to, exercise.
Sure.
But the idea is to get your heart rate to its maximum.
Like one, what is it? What do we used to say the maximum was? What, 220 minus your age at 75% or
something like that.
Huh.
That in itself is very exciting. Of course, using a BreathSlim when you're not using that, and then bringing hydrogen in
with the capsules,
We're talking about it in just a new world of medicine. And it'll never, ever, you can read my lips. We go 1,000 years in the future. 1,000 years in the future, it's not going to be any different. Hydrogen runs the universe. There's no changing hydrogen in the sun. They use mountain ranges every minute to keep the fire going in the sun. We're at the basic of life. We're at the foundation. And that's not going to change. So this is a huge breakthrough in medicine that's going to be forever.
What the scientists, or what we call the beaker boys, are going to come up with in the next few years, and you know they're going to come up with a lot of stuff, right? Artificial intelligence and whatever, technology and planting chips in your head and all this stuff that they'll want to do. You're saying this is the basic stuff of life that's never going to change.
That's never going to change.
Yeah,
that is absolutely correct. The three primary gases It's never going to change. Never going to change. And if your life is on the line, and you got somebody's dying. There's another different manufacturer guy who makes the probably the least expensive unit. He got called by a friend to come over to a house. It was a doctor's house, a woman, and her husband was in bed dying. And she said to him, "I give him 24 hours." He had all the symptoms of death going. Hooked him up to this hydrogen oxygen machine. And they ran it for about 6 hours, and he started noticing differences. And the doctor, his wife, didn't. She was very emotionally involved, didn't quite see. And then it was got to about hour eight, and he's almost in a coma. And the guy wakes up, basically says, "I got to go to the bathroom." He threw the thing off his nose and got out of bed, went to the bathroom, came back, got back in the bed, and put the thing back in his nose. And another 2 hours later, they felt safe enough to leave the guy with a maid to go out and do some shopping.
Wow.
So, talking about medical power, that, you know, in emergency rooms and intensive care wards, oxygen is the most prescribed medicine. But now putting in hydrogen into the mix is like going down 2,000 feet under the sea. Now you're going to have miracles. I mean, oxygen itself is a miracle. We can't live without it. Hydrogen will just exponentiate the effect.
Yeah.
And under the worst possible, ambulances should have it in the future. Every home, you know, you can throw out the pharmaceutical companies with this stuff. Who needs poison when you can breathe hydrogen? They don't put poison in the gas when you go down 2,000 feet. They don't put a pharmaceutical. They keep you alive with these gases. So we're talking a revolution, something fundamental, and, you know, excuse my language, there's no bullshit involved. Hydrogen is hydrogen.
Hydrogen. So when we talk about this oxidative stress and then inflammation, and I get that, but if inflammation, Dr. Circus, is just a result, like it's the result of some other issue, this technology must be getting at the issue and not just, in other words, it's calming the inflammation by getting at the cause, right?
To a point.
Okay.
Let's talk about radiation exposure.
Okay.
If you're living near Fukushima, or even on the west coast of the United States, which of course is raining down not only radiation from Fukushima, but lots of mercury from the coal factories in India and China. I mean, very intense pollution. So say you're living in a place and you're living in a city, it doesn't matter, and you get a lot of pollution.
Mm-hmm.
The hydrogen and the oxygen is not going to change the stress, meaning it's not going to eliminate the radiation or the heavy metals you're breathing.
Right, right.
But it's going to help your body deal with it.
In what way? Detoxify it or change
All of these chemical insults or radioactive insults create oxidative stress.
Explain what that means. We talk to us like we're a young child or a golden retriever, because that's how we like to do it here. What does that really mean? Help us understand oxidative stress. I think we just lost him. Call on hold. No, I don't want to be on hold. Dr. Mark Circus is with us.
I got lost.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. So, yeah, really help us to understand oxidative stress. So let's say we have pollution, we have radiation, we have heavy metals and things like that. You say this causes oxidative stress.
Yes.
And so explain to us what that means exactly.
Okay. Let's just say poisons.
Yeah.
They create, when they interact with cells, they create free radicals, which is if you strip a regular molecule of a electron, then you're making a radical. It's wanting to steal to get back that electron. So that molecule comes in contact with your DNA, with your mitochondria, with anything part of the cell, and it it wants to steal. It becomes a thief. So it'll steal an electron from something healthy and making that unhealthy. So if you have a lot of these free radicals, and when you use oxygen, forget about the poisons. When you're just living and you're in a pristine environment and you're using oxygen, oxygen has a downside. It's toxic. So it creates, when you use oxygen in the mitochondria to make energy, you also create free radicals.
Yes, we've heard that, right.
So whether it be, you get much more if you have heavy metals and radiation and emotional stress and breathing in the city and smog and whatever. This all increases free radicals. The more free radicals you have that is not being controlled by antioxidants, then the more damage, called oxidative stress or oxidative fires.
Mm-hmm.
So hydrogen is putting that out. It's like a fire truck. It's just cooling that down.
And that gets balanced while we exercise because of the CO2.
No.
Okay.
I have to think about that one.
Okay. But
CO2 makes oxygen safer.
Okay.
Making oxygen safer means, so maybe this is the answer to your question, it makes less oxidative stress.
Okay.
The hydrogen does it 20 times more than the CO2. The oxygen combines with the free radicals and turns them into water. CO2 doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. From a pure kind of big picture spiritual perspective, I wonder what is the most natural way to do this and utilize oxygen or hydrogen, which is like everywhere, like key. Do you think that then using machines is just a spiritual evolutionary step?
Yeah, I had this concept about a year ago, battery-assisted life. I have all these different nice, cool machines that use batteries. You know, you put one up your nose, and it puts laser light into your nose, and you treat your blood that way. These machines that put electrons into your body, healing with electricity, called battery-assisted living. The hydrogen machine is, well, they don't run on batteries. You need to plug them in. But it's... you know, even if you're a Navy SEAL, you know, I was trying to get to before, if you're super healthy and you're using this oxygen system, they have these oxygen systems that cost twice as much that you know, this is good for Navy divers or Navy SEALs. They train you first, the machine, when you start working at high altitude, meaning gives you oxygen starvation.
Yeah.
So you're doing the machine, you're getting starving for oxygen, and then you hit the switch. And bam, you get blown in with a wave of oxygen. So the different machines, meaning I'm saying that now because no matter who you are in life, you know, cars help, trains, planes, and in medicine, getting a hydrogen machine, the cheapest thing in medicine today is to buy one of these hydrogen machines that make oxygen and water at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, for 24 hours, you know, if you want to get in a kit, kind of a semi-kit form, you can get down to 2,000. You're going to get, instead of oxygen concentrator, it costs you the same thing. You're getting a machine that makes hydrogen, oxygen, a very special gas in terms of like gaseous water. That's another whole subject. And as you're passing the oxygen into your nose, you put it through the hydrogen, oxygen. You pass it through water and you make your own water. You don't have to buy the tablets.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be the investment, right? That'd be the investment to make.
And let's say you have diabetic foot, neuropathy or something, or you have problems in your eyes. You can also use this machine transdermally.
Oh.
You can take the gas. Just imagine you have a tumor on your nose or something in your hand or carpal tunnel syndrome or whatever. You put a bag over your arm. Close it, put the tube into the bag, and you fill the bag up with hydrogen and oxygen. Transdermal medicine. So this machine will do everything.
Hmm.
I mean, And if you're considering you have a family, you know, if you want to take hydrogen tablets, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you can make your own water with hydrogen, you can breathe it. You can sleep with it. So you say you're dying, you know, you want to try to reverse type 1 diabetes, or you have stage 4 cancer. You sleep with it. You're breathing this all night long, like you're in a hospital.
I have two emails here asking you to again give the name. If one was going to buy the basic machine today, which one would you recommend for the hydrogen and the oxygen?
For the hydrogen and oxygen, I would recommend the Aqua Cure.
The Aqua Cure, yeah.
Aqua Cure. I'm going to be building a site for it in the next few weeks, but it is for sale. You know, there's a guy who's been, his name is George Wiseman.
But it's a good machine. It's a good machine, huh?
Well, he's been in the business longer than anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
And his machine is very safe. It's very reliable. He gives a total of money back, no questions asked, money back guarantee. The guy is really great.
That's good. Yeah.
So he's.
So if one were going to buy one today, you would recommend that one.
I would recommend that one. Mm-hmm. You know, if you needed to go cheaper, the other ones. They don't even come in a box. I mean, in a case. So this is a real machine,
yeah.
And competes with. It's better than the $8,000 machine.
That's great. Good information. Dr. Mark Cercas is with us from the jungles in Brazil. I want you to. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
A few more, yeah.
Yeah. Because I want to do some emails, okay? Because we have a bunch of emails. So stay right there, and we'll do this. Previously. With Daniel Vitalis on one of our premier products.
And pine pollen comes in at this time in history as this important player in the herbal world, in our pharmacopoeia, in our apothecary, providing us with male hormones. And it's not because we want to become MMA meatheads who just, testosterone. It's nothing like that. It's that we need testosterone to have healthy motivation levels, to have vigor, to feel purpose. And when a person's testosterone levels get really low, they get kind of depressed, lethargic. They start to wonder what the point of life is. They start going around saying, I just need to feel more energy.
Right.
You know what I can take for more energy? And often it's just low testosterone levels. So pine pollen is just this crucial player. And we've brought it to market, it must have been 6 years ago now, and it has been wildly successful because it's helping so many people.
Well, it's very popular around here, as you know. The pine pollen gold is the main product. And if you want to leverage its potency even more, 4-P's, they call it. It has some stinging nettle and some other good things, which kicks it up a notch. Click and order any Sir Thrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago. Man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain, to getting rid of neuropathy, to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's right, the regular price is $11.95, continental U.S. We also ship all over the world, even to places like Brazil, where Dr. Mark Cercas is. We ship to Japan, Australia, the U.K., and you get one on by special by emailing me. We can get you one with the 220 plug, you know, the whole plug in the U.K. or Australia for about the same price, so... Really nice deal. We can't put this in print, but simply by emailing me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll hook you up. We'll hook you up.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Cercas. He's in Brazil, beautiful place down there. He has several different websites that we're going to have on the show page. We'll just be able to click and go. HydrogenMedicineInfo.com. And then his website. And we'll also put a couple of these other links up on the show page with Dr. Cercas. So.
The link to this machine, the site, and as I said, I'm going to be building a special site to sell this machine, but the manufacturer is eagle-research.com.
Yeah.
If you order one and you mention my name, they'll give you a 10% discount. So
oh,
it's
cool.
$250.
Oh, cool.
$250 off.
Okay.
The only problem is they've just recently got wiped out of their inventory.
Oh.
So if you order today, they're not going to be shipping till January. But if you come through me, if you go to my site and talk to me, you know, if you're in an emergency situation, you have late stage cancer and you need a machine right away, I can, you know, go through Dr. Cercas, you know, contact my staff or send me an email or whatever. And And if it can't get one from this company, I'll help somebody get from another company.
Because
as I said, they all work.
Good. What's your main website then? Is it?
Is drcercas.com.
Drcercas.com, right? Yeah. Great.
And my hydrogen site, which I'm still building, it looks nice and everything, but it's not totally functional, is hydrogenmedicine.info.
Okay, we'll put that link up too, hydrogenmedicine.info. Pretty fun. I can hear the birds there in Brazil.
Yeah.
Before we take the emails, quickly tell folks what you're doing down there, because you really got some fun stuff going on. What's your setup is down there?
Well, I just finished building at the end of the world. It's taken me 11 years. This beautiful retreat center.
Wow.
Beautiful retreat center. We haven't opened it up commercially yet. You know, we're enjoying it too much. I'm surrounded on three sides by two rivers that meet 100 meters or 100 yards below the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I've been doing in Brazil these last 11, 12 years. But this last weekend, I flew to another city, and we finally launched my magnesium book in Portuguese.
Oh.
So now I'm bringing my work to Brazil. I've been living here 26 years. I love the place. I have six kids, a beautiful wife.
Six and, children.
six Brazil. Yes, yeah, six
That's
kids.
Great. Good for you, boy. Whatever that hydrogen's working for you, kid. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's funny. wow. Brazil. I can hear the birds.
Yes.
I can hear the birds.
So I really live in this. My goal is actually, or is still, is to create heaven on earth here in every sense that I possible. It's like a, you know, I have books on love. You know, I think you said something about love when we first got on the show.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote a book called Heart Health and another one called The Marriage of the Souls.
Mm-hmm.
And my contribution to the spiritual world or the world of love is, one, I define love as listening. When there's no listening, there's no love. Love listens.
Mm-hmm.
And the most practical way of defining love and practicing love is by learning to listen, which nobody does.
Nobody does.
nobody learns to listen. They don't teach it in universities and schools.
Okay.
And the other thing in my book, Heart Health, is I define the heart, the heart has that, where we feel love, as the vulnerability of being, as a very practical definition for how to open up the heart, is getting in touch with one's vulnerability, which most people, of course, are hiding. They don't want to show their vulnerability because they're afraid people are going to jump on them.
Right.
So.
That's great. That's good for
but
you.
But now I got hydrogen on my brain.
Yeah, you got hydrogen. That's right. Hydrogen on the brain. What does Dr. Mark think about using the angstrom or monoatomic form of magnesium as a way to supply the mineral to the body?
I like all the forms of hydrogen. Some are more easily absorbable. Magnesium.
Yeah.
Magnesium. My big thing has been magnesium chloride, magnesium oil to put on the skin and baths.
Mm-hmm.
But magnesium sulfate. I've been taking magnesium oxide in pill form.
You just like it. It's a good mineral.
Yeah, hydrogen. Yeah, magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a fellow here in Austin that makes a very high PPM, but it's monoatomic, and you can nebulize it, and it's pretty cool. Pretty really fun. Pretty nice to play with. Here's another email for you. Do you have any thoughts on ozone water and ozone oils from Maggie? Did we lose him again? Hello? Earth to Dr. Circus. Earth to Dr. Circus. I'll fade it out for a minute. Lost you. There he is.
My connection. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good. Here is an email for you, Doc, from Maggie. Do you have any thoughts on ozone water and ozone oils?
In my hydrogen book, I'm going to be talking about ozone. Ozone is an excellent therapy, excellent oxygen therapy. One of my dear friends, Dr. David Brownstein in Detroit, swears by it. And I trust him. I would trust him with my life. I have not used ozone myself, so I'm not familiar with the different forms. But ozone is very valid and for treating very serious diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I never, ever, ever, people can read my lips, I never look at anything alone. This whole obsession with, this product or this or, I could have stopped at magnesium. I became the magnesium man in the world. But then I wrote a book about bicarbonate and iodine and selenium. We need all of these things. We need a kind of a protocol. So it's the combination of things. And that's the main thing to think of, and selecting the best or strongest things.
Yeah. Move your microphone now. Move your microphone around a little bit. You're getting muffled there on me, I bet.
Yeah, ozone is very powerful.
Is Dr. Circus familiar with Patrick Flanagan's Mega Hydrate powder, which also makes hydrogen available to the body? Wondering what he thinks about this approach.
I know Patrick. He was one of the early people in this field. His product is a little different than the mainstream, which is molecular hydrogen. His product puts out negative hydrogen ions. It's very good. I like the vital reaction better.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my if you call this company, what was it, Integrated Health? Hank is genius. He's a physicist. He uses both together, the vital reaction and the mega hydrate, and he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can kind of two products reinforce each other.
They both work just a little bit different for both of them.
A little different. The hydrogen ions, which are negatively charged, it's like direct fuel for the mitochondria. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Denise writes in, are we getting a lot
of... Here comes the rain.
Like, oh, is that what I'm hearing? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep. It's raining.
Wow. Denise writes in, hello. Well, we may have to end this thing because we can hardly hear you.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, hold on. Let me close this.
Oh, that's better.
It's not going to be better. A little bit.
Yeah, but it's kind of messy with your signal, too. What kind of connection do you have there down in the jungles of Brazil? I'm curious how you even get the internet.
I have a satellite and a radio, both.
Yeah.
Two different systems.
What are we on now, the satellite or the radio?
Right now we're on radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's barely happening, so we need to kind of...
Yeah, Patrick, I guess... So.
We need to wrap this up. Let me save these. Let me save these and have you back sometime soon and work out this internet thing. But you don't have a telephone landline, right?
No.
Okay. Cool. Great. Okay, we'll do it. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate your work, and thanks for the good tips. We'll put a lot of links on the show page so people can contact you, and we'll connect up soon and do it again, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
Patrick, it's been a pleasure, really a pleasure. And, yeah, for sure, early next year, get me.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it after the first of the year. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Dr. Mark Circus. Yeah, it was just it just wasn't going anywhere with this connection. Satellite in Brazil, it's tough internet connections. So wherever you move, if you move somewhere, make that one of your first priorities. Make sure you have a good internet connection. Otherwise, you're just going to be frustrated. Okay, we're going to see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss. We're going to talk about all kinds of cool things with Brandon Amalani, Chinese medicine guy, and then also love with a doctor that he is going to be fun to talk to. Let me see if I get his name for you. Let's see here. Where is it? Oh, whatever. Okay, but anyway, we're going to do that on Thursday, and then open phone Friday. I love you all very much. Thanks for everything. If you'd like to order some sulfur, we can do it. If you want to get that rebounder, we can do the quarter fold for the same price that you're doing the half fold, and anything that you need, it's right on the website. We appreciate your ongoing support. People send donations, whatever you got, and want to send our way just for fun. If you want to support us, we accept it, gladly accept it, because we do. I love you guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.